God is so wonderful, isn't he? I really don't know where to start tonight. Nothing's on my mind, just sort of blank, you know, like it should be. But you know, we all have an obligation when we stand before the Lord. It's sort of written in the Word, and I try to filter out as much as to make anybody sad or feel oppressed or all these situations that come in life. But I found out the solver of all these situations is just taking God, being able to take what He is, because what He is beyond our imagination. And if we will take Him as He is instead of trying to either hide from Him or get shy from Him or not let Him work in our hearts and lives, we become the recipient of not the best from the Lord. And I believe that God wants to do more in us than many people want to do themselves. It's not God's problem. It's our own problem. And I probably wouldn't have done as good as I had, but I seen a need in my life and I needed more of the Lord. So I started praying. You know, I believe that every little cup of water that we give in His name, God's going to bless us. Just helping that one across the street or being kind to someone, God's going to bless us. And those little bitty efforts. And those are nice, all these efforts which should be part of us. And many times there's people think, well, they did their mighty alms if they did something like that. That should be basically what's on our hearts, to be able to help someone, to do good to that one that's maybe not good to us. But God has a responsibility to us that we might come into a place that He can actually live in our lives. Maybe that's the easiest way to say that He wants to live in our lives, to be part of our life. And that is the part that we can either turn Him off and say, I'm not going to do it, or you can receive Him gladly. But the Bible talks about receiving the Lord gladly, receiving Him out of your just... You know, He understands when we're happy in Him. He understands when we sort of grumble. Like the Israelites, you know, when they went through the Red Sea there and Moses had the Lord pardon the waters back, and then as soon as they got to the other side, they were singing that song and just happy, and just a few weeks they had forgotten all of what happened. And I think that's sometimes in our lives that we forget about the good things. We forget about all those many blessings. I know a lady that she says no one ever helped her. But we know for sure that Betty and I know there's some people that's helped her. So, I mean, but this is what you listen to her, and she just always has that, no one's ever helped me. But we know for sure that some people have helped her. But that's the way we are with God. God helps us every day. The Bible says every good and perfect gift. Just think about that. The good gifts that we have come from Him. And the bad gifts that we might clutter up our activity and the bad things that we face, they come from the opposite side, the enemy. The one that comes to kill, destroy, and steal, and to confuse us, to give us problems, give us headaches, give us sad days instead of happy days. And these are the basics of what happens to all of us. But there has to be something that is achieved in our hearts and lives. And the Bible plainly says it. And I think that God expects us. I don't believe that God expects something more from one another. He's not a respecter of person, Bible says. So what He means for me, He'll mean for you. Or what vice versa. What He means for you, He means for me. The Bible says that in Corinthians, it says, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Or the Spirit of God. And it goes down a little farther. He says He lives within us, not about us. And I think a lot of us have that theory that God's way out here, and I'll serve Him, but He can't get too close to me. But that's, and I think that a lot of Christians, probably when I was young, that's the way I felt too. God was that way out here. But I've learned through time that He can come into our hearts, our lives in a very special way. The Bible says He can make Himself real to us. You know, when you have something that's real, it's tangible. You know, that table is a real table. It's a table. I'm not seeing something. It's a table. And the things that God have, we don't see Him, but actually we can know that they're just as visible as that table is. And they're just as tangible. We're able to have them if we can believe and trust in God. But sometimes our unbelief comes into such a depth that we cannot focus on God. And I really believe that is probably a lot of Christians' trouble, that they can't focus enough on God. They go to the church, and as long as the pastor's up there reading the scripture or preaching whatever, it makes sense to them, and they collect these things. But it's not really very meaningful to them until they can reach out and become as part of them. And God's, I believe, seen that. He wanted us, that's why Jesus came, that he could give such a wonderful sacrifice, that through that perfect sacrifice, that it wouldn't just be our lives being changed, but while we're here, that God would have a controlling factor here upon earth, that we can live in a dirty old, filthy old earth that's got problems, got filth in it, got evilness in it, and we can live in this filthy, evil place above reproach. And God will give us strength to cope with every situation, every thing that bothers us, and our sickness, through our times of struggling, through the times of not knowing where to go. We can have that identification in our heart. If God be for me, who can be against me? We're more than conquerors through him which loved us. We can have that faith that passes all understanding. We can have that joy of the Lord that is our strength. You know, without strength, everyone in this room, you know, when you go to work and you've just been sick and you're just dragging, you've lost your strength. And you don't really have that vitality to go forth and do what you want to do and you could do, but you sort of lost it. And it takes a while to get well again after you become sick. It takes a while to stand back up to where you can really achieve it. That's the way our bodies are. There's more that we can take it after a while if we will stand in that gap for a while. And that's the way the Christian life is. Right at first, it might be seen to be an impossibility. It may seem to be a problem. But God says if we will stand in there, he will be with us through the times of struggle, through the times of temptation. He is our mighty shelter, our protection, our mighty God. The Bible says he is good to them that call upon his name. And the Bible says if we call upon him, he will answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. I want to get a little bit of groundwork about the activity that we need to be as a temple of God. And that's what God wants us. And I can't think it's, he segregates us, that just one person, he wants us all to be the temple, that he can come at the night time, whenever you're tired, you're feeling sad, to the times of discouragement, that he can come in and live with you and tell you, hey, my child, I'm with you. Be not afraid. For I, the Lord thy God, shall raise thee up with my mighty hand. He is there to support us, to bless us. He realizes that we're made out of dust. We're made out of clay. In the Psalms 103, it says, he remembers that we were made out of dust. He remembers that we're prone to make mistakes. We're prone to have forgiveness. And that's really needs to be cherished when we're small, because we have to ask forgiveness a lot. But God sees us as a child, and a child is able to grow in up to be a person that later on in life that can take care of themselves. And I believe that that's what God is calling the church. One day that you can take care of yourself with God's identification upon you, his blessings upon you, his focus is upon you, and the glory of God rests upon you in a mighty way. That when you become that temple of praise that gives God the glory, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord of me. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. But if we come and lock God out to where we just become an old temple of ourselves, self-made, self-opinion, you know, we go to do the proper things. But the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So we need this heart, a change in the heart. This change, when it becomes God, endues us with a package of blessings. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. When God comes in your life, and you accept him as Lord and Savior, you become as a candidate for all his wonders. He gives you that whole Bible as your privileges. It's privilege. You can use these as a testimony for Him that He is able to suffice, to keep us, to supply our needs, that we're not feeling we need any want. When you want something, it's when you desire something and you probably can't get it. Well, God gives you something that you, when you desire, you can have it in Him.
Amen.
You can have it in Him. And it takes that constant awareness in our heart that the enemy is there to keep, pull us down to a degree that we don't want God. But see, God will not force Himself upon us. God is very wonderful. God will not force Himself. And when you start closing the door on God, God just backs off. But the enemy, he's the opposite. He'll just burst in there and just confuse you and give you problems and make you angry and make you wish that you'd say, I've lost my salvation. He'll do all those tricks to confuse us to where we will lose out having that privilege of knowing God. And we can't afford that. We can't afford about having bad days. We got to have good days because we're His children. And we don't need that having to go back and do it over again and all this heavy drudgery that comes when we miss the mark. But God sees that we can come into Him with His fellowship and He helps us to be an overcomer. That we can be an overcomer for Him. It's like a circle. What He does for us, we can do for others. He says He is the God of all comfort, but He comforts those in any trouble. Wherewith we ourselves might be able to comfort those who are having any bad situations, bad days. God gives us that we're to help others. We spread the good news as God feeds into our lives with the blessed strength, His blessed power, that we might be liberated from the offense of the enemy. We're always, until we die, until we go home with the Lord, we're always going to face the enemy. Last night I got up and it was a terrible night. I just knew it was the enemy, and I said, enemy, you're going to... This is only for a moment. God wins out.
Amen.
If you hang on to God, God wins out. And you can never win out when you go the enemy's way. He deceives you. He'll tell you, well, you know, I'll give you all the cares of this world. And I know this is not to anyone here, but there is people that think about these cares of the world. And they're very attractive. They're very and Reno and Las Vegas, they're... Big neon, oh, they look beautiful. But they bring you down to a place that you lose your inheritance. You can lose that destiny that's in God. That you can lose that favor of God. You know, having God's favor upon you has to be the most cherished blessing that you can imagine. Having His favor, that He loves you so much that when He sees you going through troubles, He just does things for you. Like A couple weeks ago, Brother Clinton and I went down and graded a little road, and I had to go down the shovel a few weeks later and sort of do some things around the edges. But anyway, I sort of pulled my right leg, I guess something, I didn't know it, but it was really hurting. And then yesterday I got up and the Lord, I just knew God touched me. And it just, but that's the way God is. He just literally, He will supply your need, and you don't have to antagonize Him. Don't I say, Lord, give me, give me, give me. He knows your need before you even call upon Him. And if you'll have faith and trust in Him, that He will give us strength to occupy until He comes. And that's basically where we are. We need to occupy here until He comes. And if you live another 100 years or however, He will give you that space of time that it will be a good time, a good life, a cherished life in Him. You know, I went in jail ministry for quite a few years, and I saw men, and they really messed their lives up. You know, and sometimes there's even after they become a Christian because of the consequence of the activity they was in, they had to have a judgment, say, of so many years because of what they did. But you know, God is so wonderful. We all should have years and years and years of lifetime. But God blesses us. He saves us. Touches our lives even when we're not really worthy. We're not worthy. He's there. And He wants us to respond back to Him with that same, that I love you, Lord. I appreciate you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for thy inheritance. I thank you for thy mighty blessings. I thank you for thy saving grace. I thank you that you remain same yesterday, today, and forever, that you change not. We can have that in our hearts. No one can take what you have in your heart. See, the enemy, too, is another thing. He is not everywhere present. You may face him, but probably you don't. because he has too much going on. What bothers us most is our own carnal nature, the old man. And we're going to have to take, and we become a temple of God, we have to sort of crucify those things that we still love, our pets, our little things that we love. The Lord says, well, would you give them for me? We have to come to that place, and I believe we have to come to that place that says, yes, I want to give you my all. But we don't have to worry so much about if we try, God is constantly with us. If we just try. And, you know, I've seen people that I've worked with, and some of them didn't try very hard. You know, I don't know if anybody's been to places I've been, but some people just didn't really try. They just, they were very sloppy with their work. And God sees us as a voice that he can love, that he can support. And this little voice of ours basically is our power zone. You don't have to say it out loud, but through your mind, when you speak and God will hear you. Or he speaks and he hears you out loud. It says his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. The half whose heart is made perfect toward him. That strong is a declaring our strength. We can be weak or we can be strong. And that way, as we grow in the Lord, it helps us to realize that we're more than conquerors through him that loves us. We grow in the Lord. This growth doesn't come overnight. It comes as we desire to come close unto our Heavenly Father. We all have problems. And when life, there's people, I know people used to tell me, they said, we're having problems. Well, I just try not to say anything about them. But I got a lot of problems. A lot of mine has been health problems. And we all come in some spot that wants to curb our advancement to God. We say, well, I'm not quite totally, I have a slight limp. We could just make it out like that. But I'm saying, but these are excuses toward God. Or we can say like Moses said, I can't speak well enough. But God still used Moses. And through life, as we start endeavoring, God says, you be the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, when you think about God's Spirit, that how would he wants to come in and live with us and be partakers with us. For I, the Lord thy God, am here this day in a mighty way, says the Spirit of God. I say before thee, this day are many blessings. I have given many gifts to my people, but I say many of my people refuse my gifts. And I say they go off in careless places, places of no return. But I say those who will walk carefully before the Lord their God, I shall bless them. And I shall give them an inheritance that fades not away. And I shall reserve them a pardon, a blessing to be upon them, that they might walk victoriously in this land of their living. Because I say, one of these days I'm taking my ones home. Those ones who seek me shall surely find me. For I shall be with them through the times of destruction, through the times of devastation. For I say this year that thou hast come forth, I say this is going to be a year of sorrow, says the Spirit of God. My people need to rise to awaken their hearts, seeing that my coming is soon, for I am coming to the clouds of glory. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not, casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be sober. I say my people are got, for they're not very sober, said the Spirit of God. They've not taken great advantage on coming to the Lord their God. They go various places, and they go and do their own human endeavor. And I say, I'm looking for those who will call upon my name, and I shall strengthen them in a mighty way, and I shall deliver them, and I shall give them strength through life's tasks, to the times of destruction, to the times of problems they face, and they shall have their trust in the living God. And through those that will trust in me, I, the Lord thy God, shall elevate them up to a place that they're higher than the problems. The difficulties they face, they shall be moved upon over those, and they will be directed, and they will not see the effort of the enemy come against them. But I'm coming for a people, for my people would be joyful, to be honest before the Lord their God, that I shall anoint them, strengthen them in a mighty way in this last hour. My people need to realize that I, the Lord thy God, am mighty. I'm here to heal, to bless, to uplift. But I say many this night are looking for the cares of this world. They're looking for problems. They're looking for things that bring them down. But I say, my people, be not weary in well-doing, for ye shall reap, you faint not, for I have a wonderful blessing for my beloved. And I say, my coming is soon, and I shall give my blessings to my children. For my children, I say, if they will seek me, I shall surely be a father to them, and I shall walk before them, and I shall provide for them, and I shall bring healing, I shall bring blessings, and I shall give them strength, as only I can give them. Be not weary in well-doing, for I, the Lord thy God, shall lift thee up in a mighty blessing, and a mighty splendor, and I shall give thee joy while they're here. For I say before this Lamb, there's troubles, there's problems, and through many they're going to look for these things to approach this Lamb. And when they see these colossal events, many they cannot be able to live from that time on. They will only be consumed in those problems. But I'm looking for those who will not be consumed in the problems. They will know that they're in the protection of the living God. And they don't have to worry what comes tomorrow. They know they're in the hollow of their Savior. And they're in the hollow of their Almighty Heavenly Father. And I say my people need to put their trust in the living God. For I'm here to bless my ones, to strengthen them above abundance, a mighty rain upon my people. They would have that grace to withstand, that my people would have that tarrying, that they could tarry to wait upon me, to call upon me, that I should help them through the times of struggling, that I should give them an offense against the anger of the enemy that will come against my people. And I say many people, many of my people this night are defenseless from the powers of darkness. They do not know how to cope with the things of the enemy. But I say, my people, they shall walk before me. I shall cover them with my mighty hand, and I shall direct them, and I shall keep them, and they will not have to worry, for I, the Lord thy God, shall lift them up as a tower, a mighty tower from heaven, and I shall bless them, and I shall give them strength, and they shall live victoriously in this life that they're here. And when I take them home, they will have a crown. They will have a special place, and I shall give them deckings of many glittering things, of many things that my people cannot even understand. But I have these arranged for my beloved right now. And my beloved, when they come, they will be blessed. My beloved, I'm longing for that day, says the Spirit of God. I'm looking for that day for my children to come home. For I say that day is very close. Look up, my ones, for I shall help thee even this day. For I'm looking here using a man, and I shall use thee this night. I say the enemy will put a burden upon thee that thou cannot contain within thyself. But I say, I will remove all these hindrances the enemy attaches to thee, my ones. For I am able, I am greater than the problems, the effort that he will put upon my beloved. But I say, many of my people this day are receiving those burdens, and they're vexed, they're taxed with oppression. They've been taxed with confusion. But I say, if thou can believe in the Lord thy God, I shall set them free. Those are the ones that will ask me, and they shall not have interference no longer in the activity of this world, said the Spirit of God. God's here to bless us. God's here to strengthen us. You know, I haven't ate anything this day. And I'm not saying it bragging, but I believe that God's got a high calling for here tonight. And I got up last night, and I told the Lord, I said, I want to. So the Lord just laid it on my heart. I don't want you to eat until he tells me not to go back to eating. But the enemy is coming in. I know where it's coming to me. He's trying to destroy our faith, our belief. But you know, it's only just a little longer and we're going home. Amen. A little longer, we're going to a better place. And if he can detour us for just a moment, we're going to, and let go of what we have, we'll become losers. And God doesn't want us to be losers. He wants us to be achievers in him, that we're no longer castaways. We're led by the Spirit of God in the holiness and the beauty of Jesus, that we can live as overcomers this last hour. And God will tell the one, that enemy, and say, this is my beloved. They are overcomers in the Lord thy God. For I have called forth my mighty hand upon my people, and they shall be blessed. They shall receive an inheritance that fades not away. And I say, the Lord thy God, when he comes to heaven, I say to those ones that they will be ready upon this land that are walking in my spirit, that they would no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh, but they would walk in victory. They would walk in pardon. They would walk having the presence of God, walking in the leadership from God. God is here tonight to anoint us. He is here to bless us. He's here now. He's here in the deity of his power. The anointing is here. The strength is here. Lord, God just loves you in a special way, but he wishes for us to desire him as a well of living water. God in Isaiah the 12th chapter, it says, we're bring forth water, wells of salvation. God wants to hew out us a blessed
nothing that we could be artesian wells of blessing, that every place we go, it will be blessed, blessed, blessed by the Lord, because we become prosperous in the Lord thy God, the one that loves us, that chooses us, that we cannot fail in him. Without him, we will surely fail, but with him, we will not fail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the difference here. God's come down in a mighty way. God's here to bring strength. He's bringing here to pardon, that we might receive that salvation. Revival. Revival is God coming in your life. Revival comes when God comes down and overtakes us, his presence over us. He is revival. And we can have tra-la-la-la revivals that just someone thinks about something, just like, you know, Saul, King Saul, when he got bits of those spirits, that he listened to that music and it worked on him. And that's what we're doing in many of our places of sanctuaries. We're doing music as a source of soothing us, that we don't have to repent. And God's saying, my church needs to repent. All right, the people need to repent and seek God. And after you repent, it feels so good. God washes you over and he sets you free then, that you might walk up right before him in victorious living, that we will be not longer a castaway, but we will be a monument for the Lord thy God. That God would rest his glory upon us. That he will unveil his love upon us. The deity of God, the God the Father, God the Son, and rest in our being. Hallelujah. God is truly here right now. The Spirit of God is here to bless you, to strengthen you, to uplift you, to encourage you. You can't have a bad day if God's with you. Amen. God before you, who can be against you? We're more than conquerors through him which loves us. Hallelujah. I have broke through. God's real. Hallelujah. He is real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, Samson was a mighty man of God that was supposed to come forth and have great strength and great power. And yet Samson took that, went down and went along with sin. And pretty soon Samson was living with the enemy. God says for us to come out from among them, that we might be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, that he will receive us, he will be a father, and we shall be his sons and daughters, said the Lord our God Almighty. God wants us to be blessed. God doesn't want us to be failures. Amen. He wants us to have that blessing, the love of God. Oh, you know, if any one of you here needs healing right now, God's here to heal you, to set you free, whatever the need is. Lord, I need something too. Bless me as much as you can. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm thankful for the anointing. The anointing breaks forth the yoke. The anointing of God is the answer that God has given. It puts its approval on the condition that you're at. When his anointing comes, it makes you know that God is there. That the mighty God is there. Hallelujah. There's no confusion where he is. There's no shams, no badness where God's, it's liberty from heaven. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. If God be for us, who can be against us? More in him we are more than conquerors through him which loved us. That's our God. He is there to favor us, to bless us. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And says, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. He says he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou would even dash thy foot against the stone. You know, think about it. One person is alive in God. There could be 10,000 come against him. God couldn't come against that one person if God wants it. God is the Spirit. We just see him as Spirit, but he is more realistic than we are. But he wishes for us to come as a Spirit also. We can live wholesomely before his presence. See, when his spirit starts wearing off, I sort of go downhill. I'm like Humpty Dumpty. I got a key in keeping his presence. Hallelujah. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. There's anointing. There's strength. Hallelujah. You know, when the Spirit of God comes upon me, no infant hell. I can be very courageous. But I'm not very courageous when he's not. And that's the way we are. We have the Spirit of God. It makes you as aggressive for the Spirit of God. You do the right things by the Spirit of God. But you start losing that abundant blessing. Then you get sort of chicken. You think about what you're going to do before you do it. God wants you to do it just because he said to do it. If we think about it too long, we won't do it. You can tell when someone's in the flesh. Because when they get to a certain test, they won't do it. But you're in the Spirit, you just do it anyway. There's a difference, vast difference. The glory of God is here to enable us, to help us, to support us. The Lord is speaking to me that what I'm here tonight with what I have is what we're facing every day. We're facing problems. But God's the answer in the problem. He proves himself in our lives that he might show us a perfect walk, a perfect talk in him. If God be glorified, he will lift us up in heavenly places. He wants the people who will say, Lord, I love you, I praise you, I believe you, my God can do anything. There's nothing impossible for my Heavenly Father. And that's what he desires us, and that's when we start growing. And in this you become that recipient that you're convened the temple of the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God can lay within you, and he shall guard you, and he shall direct you. But you're like a one that's got a new little red wagon, and you don't want nobody to put something dirty in that red wagon. The kids, I mean, they don't like somebody put spoil in that red wagon. Well, that's the way we are. When we had our vessel clean, we don't want nobody to spoil our wagon for God. God wants us to keep our wagon clean. Our wagon is God's glory, that God would be in us in a mighty way, that we could be acceptable inside, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We need to keep our hearts clean before the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But New Year's Day, the Lord spoke to my heart that there was going to be some real unhappy, and that's already happened, because look at coal miners, and that's what he said. He said, this year is going to be a year of unhappy hearts. I believe that we can be happy in him.
Amen.
And if we're happy in him, we're not going to feel it. It's going to may come, but it's going to come. We don't know it because we're exempt. You know, heaven's, I think a lot of times we think it's, we don't want to even think about it, most people. The Bible says in Hebrews, it says that it's appointed unto man once to die, and the women also, and then comes the judgment. So we all have an appointment, and we can prolong the appointment. We can go in with God's blessing, or we can go in with not really being blessed. And I'm in favor myself. I think taking God at what he has. I want to accept every gift that he has for me. I want to be full of his. This old body might just shatter apart, but I want the blessings to keep coming. I'm desirous of heavenly blessings. I'm desirous of heavenly food that gives you a blessing, a beyond, a determination to go forth in his name. You know, I remember being in Korea and how wars are very sobering, very awful thing, awful. But there was one element there that I knew that God was there. The Spirit of God was there. Even as, so we find ourselves in different, in the earth, many different places. We find ourselves in like these people went up the moon. I imagine we know that God is up there because David said, even if I go to the far, God's with me. He says, well, he can't not go where God wouldn't be there. So God is with us through everywhere. Through the polar cap, wasn't Brother Clint, you talking about the submarines going under? He's down in there. He's everywhere.
Amen.
We can't hide. Jonah couldn't hide from him. Remember one time I was up out of Mineral, about 5 miles south of Mineral, up there in one of those high plateaus on the north side of Highway 36. Out there by myself, and about midnight, and I'd sat down in the truck, and the Spirit of God just come upon me, and I never forgot the boy. The wind sort of come up, and just like it was so wonderful when he comes. He is refreshing, isn't he?
Amen.